Today's Amud is Tainis Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding by the top line on Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, the end of the line, Ilf of Rabbi Yochanan. So we're continuing with Sipurei Tzadikim. Says the Gemara, Ilf of Rabbi Yochanan, Havu Garsi Ba'Raisa. And Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan, they were learning Torah together, they were in Kail together. Ilf and Rabbi Yochanan. Dechikiluhu Milsa. And Lamaisa, they were facing a lot of financial difficulties. They were in a shver matzah financially. Dechiklu milsa tuva, mamash, a tremendously difficult matzah financially. So Amri, so they said, Nekum v'nezel, let us go, let's get up and go. V'nevedisko, we'll do some business. V'nekayim b'nafshim, we'll be mekayim through ourselves. Efes ki lo yiyah b'cha evyoin. Which they understood to mean that there won't be someone in you that's poor, means that you have a responsibility, b'chad's totally in you, that you have to go to work when you need money, you have to go to work to make sure that you're not poor. So that's what they said. They were learning, it was going well in Kailu, but Lamaisa financially was very tough. So they said, okay, it's time to go do some work. So Azlu and Aisvi Tusei Guda, Ri'iyah, they went and they sat underneath some sort of wall that was very weak. Obviously, they didn't realize that at the time. And Havukakarchi Rifta, and they were having their lunch break together. They were eating some bread. And also, two Malachi Ashares came, and Shami Rabbi Yochanan overheard the Amar Chad L'Chavre. One of the Malachim was telling the other one, Nishdei Alayu Haiguda. Let's go push the wall on top of them, v'naktalinu, and we'll go kill these two Talmidei Chachamim. And why should we kill them? Shemanichin chayi oilam haba va'aiskin b'chayi shah. They're leaving the base medrash, they're leaving chayi oilam haba, and they're going to be Isaac and Chayesha. Now you can be assured that they were going to be Isaac in business. They were going to be doing it with the proper amount of learning and then everything. Afal Pekin, it's still called. They were leaving Chay Olam Haba, and they were going to be Isaac and Chayesha. So Amar Lei Lidach. So the other Malach said to this one that no, Shavkenu, let's leave them alone. Diika Buchad Kai Malei Shaita, because one of them things are going to work out for him. He's going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yochanan Shama and Ilfu Loi Shama. Rabbi Yochanan overheard this conversation between the two Malachim that they were discussing pushing the wall over them, and Ilfa didn't hear the conversation. So Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan didn't realize that at the time. He says to Ilfa, he says Shama Mar Midi. Did my master? You see the way Rabbi Yochanan referred to Ilfa. Ilfa seems like was even greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, did Mar hear anything? So Amar Le Ilfa says back, Loi. Then no, I didn't hear anything. So Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said to himself, Midashami Anof, from the fact that I heard this conversation, the Ilfa Loi Shama, and Hashem had it, Ashkachab had it, that the Ilfa didn't hear the conversation, Shmami no, the Didi Kaimili Shaita. It must be they were referring to me, that I'm the one who's going to become Rosh Hashiva. So therefore, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, that Adar, I'm Chayzer, I'm going to go back to the Beis Medrash, I'm going to go back to the Kailol, Va'ayke Ben Avshei, and I'm going to be mekayim about myself, ki lo yichdal evyon mikarav haaretz. That anyways, there's always going to be poor people in the world, and therefore, it's not my responsibility to stop it, to go to work, to make it, that there's no one that's poor. There's always going to be poor people in the world. The pasuk of Efes, ki lo yichab evyon. So the Marsha explains that Rabbi Yochanan at this point understood that pasuk's talking about a person who's not learning, if a person's not going to be successful in his learning, so that's when he's supposed to go to work. But if I'm going to be successful in my learning, so then I don't have to worry about my parnasa, and anyways, there's going to be poor people in the world. And Taka, that's what happened. Rabbi Yochanan Hadar and Ilfa Loi Hadar. Now Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. He went back to the base medrash, and Ilfa. No, Taka went to business. He didn't go back to the base medrash again. Obviously, he did it in his way. You can only imagine that he was still learning. But Lamaisa, he went out to do some malacha also. So Ada Asa Ilfa. While Ilfa, when Ilfa was going and going to work, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan actually became a Rosh Yeshiva, actually, like he heard from the Malach, that's actually what happened, and Rabbi Yochanan became a Rosh Yeshiva. So Amrulai, so the people in the place, in the town, they said to Ilfa, Yasiv Mar Vigaris, if you would have just went back, if you would have returned, and you would have stayed in the base measures, and you would have learned, like have a Malach Mar, so then Rabbi Yochanan, our Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, he would never have become the Rosh Yeshiva. You would have become the Rosh Yeshiva. You were Ba'atzim greater, and if you would have went back to the base medrash, so then you would have become the Rosh Yeshiva, which you see from here, an unbelievable thing. you could be sure that Ilfa, when he went back, when he went to work, he was doing it in the right way, right? He was a Ben Torah for life, as they say. So, and Afal Pikein is something that Ramesha Feinstein points out in Igros Moshe in Yerodeya Chelik Gimel Simon Pei Beis. So Ramesha over there points out that no matter what, having Limudei Chol automatically shteres a person's Limud HaKodesh. No matter what, even if he's going to do it right and he's going to put the focus on the right things. Besides the fact that there's the risk that he won't focus on the right things, but even if a person focuses on the right things, no matter what, he still won't be able to make it as well as he would have if he'd have just learned Torah. And if the Mishnah's truth is about having Limudei Chol in different yeshivas, or a person going to university and having Limudei Chol together with Limudei Kodesh. But this is the point that Ramesha makes, that it's impossible to become as big of a Talmud Chacham if you also have Limudei Chol. Now we'll still see that Ilfa Lamaisa did quite well. He was no Amaretz, as we're about to see. But Lamaisa, he didn't make it, even though he had the, so to speak, potential to be greater than Rabbi Yochanan, to that he didn't reach his potential in learning because he went out to work. So Azo Talo Nafshe Baskaria Disfinta. So he had tremendous amounts of Chalisha Sadas. He went and he hung himself on the pole of a boat. Pole of the boat, I believe they call it a mast, and he went and he hung himself on the mast of a boat. And Amar, and he said, he announced to everyone, he said, if there's anybody that could bring me, quote me a brisa that was taught from Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Ishiya, v'loy pashtino le b'masnisen, and I won't be able to show you how really that halacha comes from a Mishnah, nafilna me'askaria desfinta v'tavana, I'm going to jump off of this mast and I'm going to drown in the sea. So that's what he said. He said, I'm still Talmud Chacham, and if anyone could ask me a brisa, and I won't be able to show you how really that halacha comes from a Mishnah, I'm going to jump off. So what would you think? You think, of course, no one in the right mind is going to ask him. You don't want him to. Why would you take any chances? He might jump off. Says the Gemara, no, Asahu Saba. There was some elderly fellow that came along. Maybe it makes more sense if you go like Taisus and Chulin, Adavav, I believe it is. Taisus over there says, anytime it says Ahu Saba, or maybe he brings the Yeshayimrim, and anytime it says Ahu Saba in Shas, it's referring to Eliyahu Anavi. So maybe it's Eliyahu Navi, he knew Ilfa was going to pass the test. Anyway, so Ahu Sabu, some elderly fellow, comes to Ilfa, and he says, Tanale, that we learned in Abraisa, Ha'aymer Tanu Shekel Ivnai. A person's on his deathbed, and he says, give a shekel to my son, and b'Shabbos, a shekel every week, one shekel every week. V'hein ru'uyin l'aseis lahem sela. But we know about the children, that they have a little bit higher standards, a shekel doesn't cut it, they need two shekels, they need a sela every week. So the halacha is that even though the father said to give them a shekel a week, we know that they need two shkalim, they need a sela, and therefore, naisnin lahem sela, we give them a sela, we give them the two shkalim. V'ma'amer, al titnu lahem el a shekel. However, if the lashon of the father on his deathbed, when he was giving the tzava, he said, don't give them more than a shekel, so then already we see that he meant it, and therefore, a naisnin lahem el a shekel, then we only give them a shekel a week. And v'ma'amer, if he says, that mesu yarshu acherim tachteim, that if the sons die, so then there are certain other people that they should be the Yarshim instead. So then, Bein Sha'amar Tenu, Bein Sha'amar Al Titnu, whether he said to give these other people a shekel, or whether he said don't give them anything more than a shekel, the halacha is that we listen to his exact words, and a nice and lahen el shekel, we only give them a shekel even though they need a sela a week, because then we can't be confident that he really would want them to have a sela. He said a shekel, and therefore we only give them a shekel. So that's the halacha that we learned in Abraisa. And Amar Leh and Elfa responded to this, elderly fellow, perhaps Eliyahu Navi, and Elfa said back, "Hamani Rabbi Meir he." Now, yeah, I'll show you that really comes from a Mishnah. The Tan of the Abrais is our Meir, the Amar who said that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. The Mishnah Mesachas Gittin. That's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and he's the Tan of that brisa. So Ilfa passed the test. You see that even though he went to work, he was a taka ben Torah for life, and he was still holding in shas. He knew all the brises, all the mishnayos. He was holding in shas. L'maisa, he didn't make it. He wasn't as great as Rabbi Yochanan in the end, even though he could have. They would have appointed him as the Rosh Yeshiva. But l'maisa, you do see that even though he went to work, he still managed to be a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Amru Allah, Al Nachum Yish Gamzu, they said about Nachum Yish Gamzu, Shayasuma Mishtei Einov. that Nachum Ish Gamzu was blind in both of his eyes, and Gidei Mishtei Yadav, and he was amputated on both of his, from both of his arms, and Kitei Mishtei Raglav, he also didn't have any legs. The whole, all he was just a body and a head. The whole Gufay Malei Shchenin, even his whole body, it was filled with boils. Vayamuta Bebeis Ru'a, and he lived, and he was living inside of a house that was very weak, or maybe at the time that he was living there, they didn't know that, but as we're about to see, it was revealed to them that his house was very weak, that the walls looked like they were about to collapse. The Ragli Mitasai Munachim Besafsal and Shamayim, and they had to put the legs of his bed that he slept on, and they put it into Safal and Shamayim, into buckets of water. The reason why they put it into buckets of water was Kedei Shelo Yalu Olav Namalim, so that bugs and ants shouldn't climb up the bed from the legs of the bed, and then go onto his body. He would have no way to get the bugs away from him. He didn't have hands, he didn't have legs, didn't have anything to get the bugs away. So therefore, they made sure to put the legs of his bed into water so that no bugs could make it up the bed. Unbelievable that that's what they had to do for him. So Pam Acha says the Gemara story that one time, so as we mentioned, his bed was inside of a house that was very, looked like it was about to fall. So Bikshu Tamidav Lefanes Mitasim. So they wanted, the Tamidim wanted to get his stuff out of the house, to get his bed out. V'achar kach Lefanes Esakelim. And then they were going to take the rest of the stuff out. So first they wanted to take out Mitasai. He was on the bed. So they wanted to take him out. You know, if you see that the house is going to collapse, what do you take out first? You take out his books, his other possessions, the dining room table, or do you take out him? Of course, you take out Nachum Ish Gamzu first. So they wanted first to take out Nachum Ish Gamzu. They wanted to take out his bed, meaning with him on it. And then afterwards, they were going to take out the dining room table and everything else. They were going to take out all the kalim in the house. That would be the normal response. However, Amar Lahem, Nachum Ish Gamzu said to them, unbelievably, he said to them, "Benai, my children, Penu es akelim v'acher kach penu es mitasi. You should first take away all the things inside the house. First get out the dining room table, v'acher kach penu es mitasi. And then only afterwards take out my bed and take me out. Shemuftach lachem, I promise you, I'm giving you a haftacha that kozman shani bebayis, all the whole time, as long as I am inside this house, ein abayis neifel, the house is not going to collapse on me. I can guarantee you that, and therefore first take out everything else, and then take me out." They took everything out of the house. Afterwards, they took out his bed. The Naful Habayis and Taka, the house collapsed. The house collapsed after they took Nachum Ish Gamzu out of the house. The house collapsed. So the Talmidim saw this, and Amrulay Talmidav, the Nachum Ish Gamzu's Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Akiva. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva was in this mice as well. So Nachum Ish Gamzu's Talmidim, they say to him, "Rabbi, v'chime acher shetzadik gamarata. Since we see you're such a tzadik, you're a tzadik gamar. So lama also luchakach. So why? How did this happen to you?" The way the Marsha explains that we had the Gemara in Brachos that a tzaddik gamer, that sometimes you have a tzaddik that's toivloi, that good things happen to him, and sometimes you have a tzaddik viraloi, that there's a tzaddik and not such good things happen to him. And one of the mahalchim in the Gemara is that when you have a tzaddik gamer, so then he's a tzaddik v'toivloi. A tzaddik gamer, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he lives a good life even in Olam Hazeh. A tzaddik who's a tzaddik, but he's a tzaddik she'inoi gamer, so then he's a tzaddik viraloi. He'll sometimes have a not so good Olam Hazeh. So they were asking him, "We see you're clearly, you're not just a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik gamer." So the Gemara in Brachos says that you should be a tzaddik v'toivloi. So how did this happen to you? How do you look like this? That you're blind, you're crippled. How did this happen to you? So Amar Lahem, so Nachum Ish Gamzu says to them, "I'll tell you the story." It's fascinating that they didn't know the story until now. The whole time they had this Rebbe, this is what he looked like, and not once did they ask him, "How did this happen?" Not once did he feel the need to explain to them how this happened. Finally, after this Maisa, they ask him, "Rabbi, what happened?" And he tells them the story. So what's the story? Amar Lahem, he tells them like this. He says, "Banai, my children, ani garamti la'atzmi, I caused this to happen to myself. It's my own averus that caused this. Shapam achas, one time, ha'isi mahalik b'derek le'beis chami, I was traveling on the road to my in-laws, I was going to my father-in-law, v'haya imi masri gimul chamayrim, and I had three loads of camels. Echad shal meichel, one was carrying food. Ve'echad shal mishta, one was carrying drinks. Ve'echad shal minei megadim, and the other camel was holding all different other goodies. So either you could say he didn't trust the kashrus of his father-in-law, or he was coming to give him a gift. It depends on what your relationship with your father-in-law is. I guess you'll interpret the Gemara as you'd like. So he was going with all this foods and drinks and goodies and all this stuff. Ubo ani echad, and a certain poor man he met up with a a certain poor man on the road. Va'amadli badarech, and says Nachum Yishgamzu, he was standing by me on the road. Va'amarli, and he says to me, Rabbi Parnaseini. He says to me, please give me something. I need something. I need Parnasa. I need some money. So Amarti loy, so I said to the man, Hamten Acha Efrek Menachamar, wait a moment. I'm just going to get off of my donkey and I'll give you something. I'll give you something to eat. I'll give you something to drink. And Lamaisa says Nachum Yishgamzu that loy hispakti lifrek Menachamar. I didn't get the chance to get off my donkey. Acha Yatsa Nishmasai until I saw that the ani had already died. Now Nachum Yishgamzu obviously didn't realize that he was in such a dire situation. But Lamaisa, that's what happened. That while he was getting off the chamar, so the ani died. So halachti v'nafalti apanav. So says Nachum Yishgamzu, I went and I fell down on his face. I put myself on his face, v'amarti, and I said to him, Einai shleichasu aleinecha, my eyes that didn't have mercy on your eyes. That's the way Nachum Yishgamzu, that's the way he viewed himself. He said, I didn't have enough mercy on you. I could have gotten you to stuff faster. My eyes that didn't have mercy on your eyes, yisaimu, they should become blinded. Yadai shleichasu aleinecha, my hands that didn't have mercy on your hands, yisgadmu, they should get cut off. Raglai shleichasu aleinecha, my feet that didn't have mercy on your feet, yisgatu, they also should get cut. Well, in the sky, Radaiti, and I still didn't feel satisfied that I did enough tshuva, acha amarti, until I said that kol gufi yehi maleh shchin, that my entire body should be filled with boils for not having enough mercy on you. Amru lai, so the Talmidim of Nachum Yishgamzu, they say to him, ay lanu shereinucha bekach, that woe is to us that we see you in such a way. The way the Maharsha, I believe it is, explains the Gemara, is that they were telling Nachum Yishgamzu that we're going to be in for a big surprise when we go up to Shemaim after 120. They're going to tell us, you had a Rebbe, Nachum Yishgamzu. You saw Nachum Yishgamzu. You saw the levels of tshuva that he reached, that when he did something, you could clear, maybe he didn't realize that the Ani was in such a bad matziv, and still afal pikein, look what he took upon himself to do tshuva. And you, Talmidim, you saw you had such a Rebbe, and you didn't reach high levels of tshuva. So that's what they said, that woe was to us that we see you like this. Now there's going to be a tfiyah against us that we're not, that we haven't reached such high dargas, such high madregas. So Amar Lehem, so Nachum Yishgamzu says to them that it might be true, but I liam loy reyisuni bekach. What would have been to me if you hadn't seen me like this? This is what I needed to do. This was the tshuva I needed to do. So if you wouldn't have seen me like this, then can you imagine the punishment I would have gotten in Olam Haba if I would have gone up there and I wouldn't have done this, if I wouldn't have done this tshuva? Now says the Gemara of Amai Karulei Nachum Yishgamzu. We're calling him Nachum Yishgamzu. Why is he called Nachum Yishgamzu? So we're all used to it already. We know this story. But here the Gemara is asking, so what's the story? Where did he get this name? Nachum Yishgamzu. The Nachum that also this. Says the Gemara, the Komilsa Davasalkale, Amar Gamzu Litaiva. You have to know why he wasn't called Nachum Yishgamzu Litaiva. He was just called Nachum Yishgamzu. But the reason why he was called Nachum Yishgamzu was because everything that happened to him, he would always say Gamzu Litaiva, that this is all, it's all for the best. And Zimna Chadot says the Gemara, a story that brings out the extreme of how much he held to this motto. That Zimna Chadot, there was a time that Bo'u L'Shadure Yisrael Doiren L'Bei Kesar, that the Yidden, they wanted to send presents to the Caesar. And apparently there was some sort of Gzeira that they needed help from the Caesar to be Mevatel the Gzeira. So they wanted to appease him. They wanted to send some gifts. So Amru, so they said, Man Yezel, who's going to go for us? They said, Yezel Nachum Yishgamzu the Malumid Benisanu. They said that the one who should go for us is Nachum Yishgamzu, because he's someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. He's Malomid B'Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time makes Nisan for him. So Shadru B'Yadeh, so B'Day, they sent in his hands Malay Sifta, Davanim Toivois, Umargaliois, a suitcase filled with all different types of precious stones and diamonds, and also an Azal. So Nachum Yishgamzu went towards the Caesar's house, and Bas Bahudira, and he went to sleep. He slept over in a certain inn. And Balaila kamu hanech diyroi, at night the innkeepers they realized that Nachum Yishgamzu had this suspicious looking suitcase. They wanted to know what was inside. It looked like it was something expensive. So the innkeepers woke up in the middle of the night. Vishaklinu lesifte, they took his suitcase. Umalanuhu afra, they realized, wow, look at these gems. They took out all the diamonds. They took out all the gems. And instead, so that Nachum Yishgamzu wouldn't realize that they took the contents out of the suitcase, they filled up the suitcase with dirt. Kimata Hasam, Menachem Yishgamzu got to the Bekesar, so Sharinu Lesifta, they open up the suitcase, and Chazanu the Malu Afra, and they see that what's inside the suitcase, the Caesar sees that inside the suitcase is a bunch of dirt. So Ba Malkul Maklinu Lukulu, so the king, he wanted the Caesar, he wanted to kill all the Jews. Amar, he said, Kamechaychu Biyoidai, that the Jews are making fun of me, they want to send me things, they send me a suitcase full of dirt. Amar, what does Menachem Yishgamzu say? As you could guess, Gamzu Lataiva. He said, this is going to be for the best. Asa Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi comes, and Id Melech Echad Minayu, and he gives up, he disguises himself as one of the Roman officers, as one of them, as one of the Roman officers. And Amar Le, and he says to the Caesar, that Dilma Ha Afra, maybe this dirt is not regular dirt. Maybe this dirt is Me'afra da Avram Avuhain, who? Maybe this dirt is from the dirt of Avram, their father, the father of the Jews, when he fought against the four kings. The Ki Avashadi Afra, when he would throw dirt, Havu Saife Gile, and Havu Gire, and it turned into swords, and Gile Havu Gire, and when you would throw the straw, it would turn into arrows. And where do we know that from? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, that Yitin Ka'afar Charboi Kekash Nadav Kashtoi, that this Afar turned into a Charev, into a sword, and the Kashta, the straw, turned into Kashtoi, it turned into arrows, and to arrows. So Hav Yechad Medinta Dolimatu Lamechbisha, Lamaisa, at that time, the Caesar, there was a certain Medina, there was a certain country, that they were not able to conquer, and Bant Kuminei Kavshua, they tested it out with this dirt, they used this dirt, they threw it out that Medina, everything turned into arrows and swords, and Taka Kavshua, they were able to conquer that Medina. So Ailu Lebega Naze, so they had Nachum Yishgamzu, they brought him into the Caesar's treasure room, Umaluhu Lesifte Avanim Toivais Umargalius, and they had him fill up his suitcase with all different types of precious stones and diamonds, they gave him the nicest stuff as a thank you present for this dirt. Vishadruhu Bi Yikara Rabba, and they sent him away with a whole entourage with tremendous amounts of kavod. Kiasu, when Nachum Yishgamzu came back on his way back home, so Bisu Bahud Yaira, so he went back and he slept over again in the same inn that he slept in when he was on his way to the Caesar, like Rashi Al-Tayra says, a person is supposed to stay in the same inn when he passes by, so he stayed in the same inn, and Amrulay and the people in the inn, they see that, wow, he got a lot of kavod from the Caesar. They say to him, "My Isis Bahadoch, Davilach, Yikara Kuliai, what did you bring to them that they gave you all this honor? What could you have possibly brought to them?" So Amar Luhu, Nachum Yishgamzu was smart with them. He said, "My deshakli mehacha amti lahasam. What I received over here, that's what I brought over there. What I took here, what I took from here, that's what I brought over there." So Sasru l'dirayu, when they found out, wow, okay, that's all he brought was this dirt. This dirt must be, well, you know, we're sitting on gold over here. So Sasru l'dirayu, they knock down their apartments, they knock down their houses. Vamtinu l'bei malkon, they bring the dirt and they bring it to the king, they bring it to the Caesar, and Amrule, and they tell the Caesar that Hai Afra Daisi, this dirt that we're bringing, Hai Afra Daisi Hacha Medidanha, who? The dirt that was brought over here, it comes from us. This is that dirt. We're the ones who are sitting on that dirt. Here's some more of it. But Kua Lamaisa, the Caesar, he tried it out. Velayash Kahua, it didn't work. It wasn't turning into swords and arrows. Vikatlinu Lahanach Yeroi, and so he went ahead and he killed these innkeepers that he was like making fun of them. You see from here an incredible thing though, Chaim Shmulevitz points out that normally all the Tanayim, they're called Rebbe. All the different Tanayim, at least after Shammai and Hillel, so they have the title Rebbe. Nachum Yishgamzu has a different type of title. It's a title that's even greater than Rebbe. It's not Rebbe Nachum. We don't call him Reb Nachum. We call him Nachum Yishgamzu. That's his title that he would say on everything. Gamzu Lataiva, that became his title of honor, Nachum Yishgamzu.